Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show, those who are listening via cell phones, and those who are listening online live at blogtalkradio.com. On my show page, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show, if you'd like to get offline and call in and talk, 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Call in, say hello, comment on the topic, what have you. Okay? Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. All right? Give them a call today. That office number again is 770-732-0244. All right. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to get into this topic in just a minute here. And we're going to get rolling in the show. Again, I'd like to thank everyone who is listening to the show right now. I appreciate you guys, and I thank you for all this work, all right? Those who just joined the show, thank you for joining the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. I put show notes out there daily at Blog Talk Radio. So if you're on the show page, there's an icon there that says, follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show. Also, if you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing there on Facebook. And also, if you have a Twitter account, you can find us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. And again, thank you guys for listening in to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode, guys, why do young men carry guns today? Okay, why do young men carry guns today? Now, that's something that a lot of people have asked about and commented about, and a lot of different stuff. And you know, as I was talking this over with some of my coworkers, I was saying that, you know, When you come down to it, the main thing is, well, let's go back. Let me tell you something. When I was growing up in the late 70s, early 80s, when I was coming up, that, you know, like from like 76, 75 or something like that, on up through high school, I'd say, through the early 80s. All right, now, When you know, when we were growing up, when we had altercations with people, there'd be a fight, okay? And there'd be a fist fight. And somebody would lose, okay? Or, you know, people would say that person lost. It may be that lopsided, you know, with some of the fights. But, you know, like walking home from school and someone got into it, you know, people say that, hey, you know, after school, you know, it's me and you after school. We're gonna fight it out right down the street from the school, right after school. It's gonna be me and you, buddy. So after school, you know, everybody has heard about this fight. So here comes the whole crowd of people following them. You know how the pro boxers and they'll come out of the locker room and they got all these people following them, you know. That's how the crowd was behind you, you know, when y'all going to fight. And then all of a sudden, you know, you throw your books down and bam, y'all go at it, you know, and we fight. And then some adult something somewhere come out of their house and come out there and break y'all up. And you go on. And, you know, all that was said is, you know, David beat up Earl. You know what I'm saying? Or Earl beat up David. Either way, you know, somebody's going to say who won the fight. All right? But that was it. Occasionally, you'd have somebody get crazy and have a knife or something. But that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? He crazy. He got her. He told a knife. So you stayed away from those people. You know what I'm saying? But that was the extent of how it did. That was as far as we went back in our day. Was someone might have a knife. You know, someone may get stabbed. That was our big thing back when we were growing up. Somebody got stabbed. Somebody killed somebody with a knife. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, and all I'm saying is, we had fights, we won fights and we lost fights. No big deal, right? Now, today's kids, these young men who carry guns today, the reason they carry guns today is because they were just like the little wimps back in my day that had the knife. You know, he's so afraid of getting his ass whooped that, you know, that he had to have a knife. Okay? And then now today, these young guys today, so afraid of getting their ass whooped, scared the boys going to talk about them, that they carry guns. And those are the ones that are usually the whips out of the bunch. All right? But, you know, nowadays, I heard some guys getting into an altercation one time at a restaurant, right? And this true story. This young guy told his older guy, he said, man, I'll shoot you in your face. And the older guy said, you put that gun down and I'll whoop your ass. Oh, I'm cussing today, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry about, you know, people. I know young kids listening to the show, but y'all done heard this stuff before. I changed my language. But that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of getting their butts kicked today. Where, you know, we fought to see who butts gonna get kicked. But we had fist fights. Like I said, occasionally you find a little wimp that carried a knife. But he couldn't fight, you know, so he had to have some backup. So he carried a knife. That's the same thing today. These young boys now, they can't fight. They don't know how to fight. So they got to carry a gun so they won't get their butts kicked. But they want to shoot somebody. Or they want to shoot at somebody. Y'all with me? And you know, that's the way they are today. You know, they don't know how to fight. We grew up fighting. You know, if you had an older brother in your family or something, you grew up fighting. You grew up swinging. And, you know, we got pushed around when we were young by our brothers. But it came a time later on in life where we got tired of being kicked around. And you started fighting back. And then the tables turned. Now your older brother, he's not able to kick your butt anymore. So he back off. He don't try you no more. All right, he doesn't try you no more. And that's the problem with these young kids today. They don't have the brothers or even the sisters that'll slap them upside the head. Taught them how to fight. If they didn't learn, they got their butts kicked all their life. So we had to learn how to fight. We didn't get pushed around. You gonna push me around, we gotta push each other around. We gonna fight if that's what you want. And like I said, when we were in school, the whole crowd would come down and following behind, you know, down through there and follow you all the way down, and then all of a sudden, poof, fight break out. And, you know, when the girls got to fight, you know, we stood around and watched the girls fight because we wanted to see what was going to pop out, come off. Y'all with me? So we stood around, you know. Imagine these young kids now. We standing around watching these girls fight. And all the guys standing around with their tongues hanging out. waiting for something to pop out. Cause that's what we wanted to see. We didn't care about the fight. Pull a shirt. Y'all with me? Pull a shirt off. You know, and a lot of times that's what happened. Especially when we got to high school. We got to high school. Them high school girls, they're a little bit bigger and stronger. That's what they do. They rip a shirt off. And, you know, she be there trying to fight, too, with just her bra on, just bouncing, you know, fight. You know, the guy is still in high school. We stand around watching, but our tongues hanging out. We wait for something to pop out. That's what we did. But, you know, like I say, getting back to the episode today, you know, why do these young men carry these guns? That's exactly why they carry the guns. The guns make them feel big. Make them feel like a man. Make them feel like they got protection. Like the old guy told the young guy, he said, "Put that gun down, I'll kick your butt. Put the gun down, fight like a man, I'll kick your butt." He gonna kick his butt because kids today don't know how to fight, especially the ones that carry guns. They don't know how. They don't want to know how. All they don't want to know how to do is pull the trigger on their little pistol. Y'all with me? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Thank you guys for just now, if you just now joining the show. I see a lot of people just now joining the show. I know you guys are trying to get used to the new time of the show, but you know, this how I have to run the show now. I'm on a different time schedule now. So, you know, I have to do the show at this time in order to get proper rest. Okay? In order to get proper rest. So, again, just continue to tie into the show. I hope you guys continue to get show notes on a daily basis. I'm trying to get a sweet time down for the show notes every day. So they'll go out exactly the same time every day. But, you know, like I say, with me having to change the show, I can't send them out at this time. I used to send them out at 6 o'clock for the 6:30 show. Try to send them out at 10 o'clock for the 10:30 show now. So just start to kind of look for that. And like I say, if you are on my show page on Blog Talk Radio, click on that follow this show button and set that up where you'll get daily show notes and you'll get the understand what's happening with the show every day that there's an episode. But, you know, so 818-301-5834 if you want to come in on the show. Why do young men carry guns today? And those of you who just joined the show, just kind of a recap. I was telling my audience that, you know, a lot of you guys out there are my age, all right? A few of you guys are older than I am, and a lot of you guys are younger than I am. And this younger generation now that carry guns, the reason that they carry guns is the same reason that the guys in our generation back in my day, and some of you guys who are older than me, they carry guns because they're the same way that the guys in our day carry knives. You know, they scared to take a butt whipping, and the guys today are scared to take a butt whipping. You know, they don't want to get that thing from their friends saying that they got their butt kicked. Oh, he punked you out, man. They don't want to get that. Y'all with me? So they try to tote the gun to make them feel big, make them feel like they got some protection. You know, I shoot you in your face. That's because you don't want to get hit in your face. But that's the whole thing. They just punks that are scared to fight like a man. Fight like a man, toting a gun around, want to shoot a man, want to kill somebody, when all we have to do is fight and everything will be over. Nobody get killed, you know, you might go home with some bumps and bruises. You may even break an arm or a finger or something. But at the end of the day, we still breathing, we still got air in our bodies, we're not in the hospital, shot up. Y'all with me? But from that butt kicking that you just took, you know now that I'm the man. You know? You with me? You know now that I'm the man. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Talk to me. Again, you know, the way things are today is just, you know, so much different than the way things were back in the day. And I don't know how to fix it. There's no way to fix it, I guess. And, you know, there's got to be something that can teach these guys that this isn't the way to run. This isn't the way to do it. You know, you can't just say that, man, I'm going to shoot this guy. Because if you shoot the guy, then everyone's going to find out. They're going to find out you did it. You're going to go to jail. You're going to spend the rest of your life in the, in prison, then where will you be? You'll be there in somebody's girl. Because guess what? You can't even fight. You can't even fight. They're going to get you. Or at least when we were growing up, we could fight. Y'all can't even fight. I got about a minute left in the show, guys. I appreciate you guys listening in to the show today. Thank you for listening in. I really do appreciate it. Everyone, really, I do. But it's Tuesday. Join me in 23 and a half hours. Be back on the show for another great episode. Take care of yourselves. Have a great rest of the week. Rest of the day. It's Frank. I'm over. I'm out.
I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to say, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone, forget it, reaching me by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. That you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket the fun.